But I think the thing that upset me most there was these kids with hydrocephalus, and they didn't eat, and you'd be feeding them. Then the staff nurse would come along, all right, you've had long enough, and you knew that they had hardly eaten anything, and they were going to die, and it was sort of a bit like, not euthanasia, but, you know, nowadays when people are at the other end of their life, they don't force food and fluids into them. But it was terrible to see these little children who weren't going to grow up. Yeah.
And you're like an 18-year-old, first-year student nurse.
And my younger sister and brother, and I look at them and think of them, and, that was quite terrible.
So how would you cope with something like that?
Well, because we lived in a nurse's home, we'd go back and sit and talk to all ungodly hours and unload like that. We, you know, it was sort of clinical supervision in a way, because we were able to relate to each other's problems and, you know, say, well, that's how life was, and just get on and do the next thing, you know. But it was, I think it was quite depressing for some of the girls, yeah.